is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Dateline Istanbul. A Taliban delegation met with Abdulmajid al-Zindani, prominent leader in the ISLA party in Turkey, at a time that raises questions, especially with the escalation of al-Qaeda's attacks against the UAE-backed Southern Transitional Council militia in the southern provinces. Al-Zindani called on the Taliban to consolidate the Islamic style and Sharia law in addition to consensus and unity. This according to a spokesman of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Al-Zindani's relationship with al-Qaeda dates back to the Soviet era and the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. These are tangled webs of allies from a war in the 20th century that very much informs the way the Afghanistan Taliban thinks of itself, the way Turkey sees itself in this part of the world, and also eventually connecting to other bad actors, including Hamas of the Middle East. Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies is my guide in what ordinarily would be called Byzantine relationships, but that is too prejudicial towards history. I'll just say it's a tangled web and stay with it. Bill, a very good evening to you. The Taliban in Turkey, this meeting that is highlighted by this press report, is just one of several meetings with significant players from across the world. What was the mission statement of the Taliban and what did they accomplish? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, the Taliban meeting with various officials within Turkey, within the Turkish political leaders, but not just that. They met with the one of the top political leaders of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, and also meeting with Zindani. As you mentioned, it's stark, it's stunning. He basically runs one of those University of Jihad inside of Yemen. He is a longtime al-Qaeda supporter. I mean, I would argue he is an al-Qaeda cleric, and close ties to Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri, fought in Afghanistan. But what the Taliban hoped to do, back to what the Taliban's mission here, I think what they hoped to achieve was, what their stated goal was, to get economic support, to get aid, to get investment in Afghanistan. But I think that this mission went far beyond that. I think they're looking to get recognition from Turkey. So far, no country has recognized the Taliban and its Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. That's what it calls government. No country has recognized it as of yet. It's sort of a hot topic, and I think everyone's waiting for the first country to fold. And the Taliban, by visiting various dignitaries, if we can call them that, inside of Turkey, they're attempting to get the support from Hamas to get the Taliban recognized by Turkey, getting the support from individuals like Zindani or powerful politicians and businessmen with inside of Turkey, getting them all on board in order to get that recognition, to get that, because the Taliban, I think a lot of the talk about the Taliban desires legitimacy. It doesn't do it in the way that we think. They're not willing to sacrifice any of their principles to get legitimacy, but they do want legitimacy and recognition, and they want it in a way that so that they can keep their principles, keep women out of working in Afghanistan, and keep girls out of schools, run with their harsh version of Sharia or Islamic law, and continue to support terror groups throughout the world by allowing them to come in Afghanistan. The Taliban is not willing to compromise on any of these things. So what they want to do is get everyone on board in order to get that support internationally.
Your report in Long War Journal, Bill Raggio is a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and where to watch these developments is at the Long War Journal, indicates that the Taliban representatives met with the very well-known and notorious Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas leader. That meeting took place in Turkey as well, our understanding. There's also you note that Haniyeh has heretofore been in contact with the Taliban. What do we understand about the Hamas? Hamas is not a state. It's a terrorist organization that is very powerful in Gaza and on the West Bank these days, and is an enemy of the United States and its ally Israel. So what is this conversation with Hamas and the Taliban? Where is it going?
Yeah, so as you noted, John, this isn't the first time that the Taliban has shown its support for Hamas, and Hamas has shown its support for the Taliban, but the meeting is significant. This isn't the first time I've heard of. So Zabihullah Mujahid is a spokesman for the Taliban, and he's also a senior official in their information ministry. He was the one representing the Taliban. He is a very powerful and influential Taliban leader in his own right. Him meeting with Haniyeh, and yes, it absolutely occurred within Turkey. Both Hamas and the Taliban showed images and stated that meeting happened inside of Turkey. That, you know, again, I think this is what the Taliban's trying to achieve here is to leverage support from Hamas in order to get them to push Turkey and other countries to support the Taliban, to recognize the Taliban, to provide aid to the Taliban. And the Taliban itself is supporting Hamas's cause. This bolsters the Taliban in the Muslim world for those who continue to approve opposition and jihad against the Israeli state. So this is a win-win from two. One of them, a former insurgent movement, terrorist insurgent movement, the Taliban, that won. The Taliban's now trying to lend some of its credibility to Hamas and get it more support, which it has been waning in the Muslim world for, I would say, the last several years. You have the Abraham Accords, which has weakened Hamas's position. But the Taliban wants to see them continue their jihad. And so, yeah, this is a back and forth where both sides are leveraging the support from each group.
Bill, my general understanding of Turkey is that it's a very powerful player in this part of the world, Asia Minor, and that it's dominated by an organization which is, the acronym is MIT. That's Turkish intelligence. And they have very good sources everywhere. This meeting of the Taliban with Hamas or with representatives of parties in Turkey couldn't take place without MIT's permission and watching it very carefully. Do we have any reason to believe that the Taliban is linked up or is now approved of by Turkish intelligence? They've been busy all across Eurasia opposing China because of Xinjiang. They're vivid players in Ukraine war because of the Black Sea Basin. Have you come across a report that MIT and the Taliban are talking?
I haven't, but we have to assume so. There's no way that the Taliban can enter Turkey and send a diplomatic mission to Turkey without the support of the Turkish government and particularly Turkish intelligence. Turkey is attempting to regain its lost influence since World War II. Regionally, they're power players in Africa, as you mentioned, in the Middle East, and trying to expand within Asia, particularly within Afghanistan. So it's no surprise to me. But to your point, John, it's an excellent point. Turkish intelligence had to be quite aware that this meeting was happening and made sure that it was politically acceptable for this meeting to take place.
You also note that the Taliban has been linking itself to other bad actors, the Lashkar-e-Taiba. That's enough. I don't have to go through the list. We're looking at the Taliban maintaining conversation with terror organizations. The puzzle here again is, let's go to the U.S. side of it. The U.S. sanctions a variety of people and makes an enemy list, not the least being Hamas. Is the U.S. State Department or the people in charge of the sanctioning and the watching of this, are they puzzled? Do they have a conclusion of this meeting in Turkey of the Taliban?
Yes, as you noted, the U.S. is very eager to put people on that list, but it won't put Turkey because Turkey is this is a really complicated situation. Turkey is a major NATO ally. We have lots of Air Force and U.S. troops in general based in Turkey. Incirlik Air Base is one of the biggest in the region, if not the biggest. So I don't think there is any confusion. Turkey's turn to support jihadist groups over the last decade it's been quite obvious. It's something that's not desired by officials within the U.S. government, within the State Department, U.S. military. But I don't, so this isn't going to catch them by surprise, but it certainly is something a cause for concern. And as Turkey continues to lean into supporting unsavory groups that are enemies of the U.S., enemies of Israel, enemies of U.S. allies in the Middle East.
Bill adds in his report the ironic statement, following the trip to Turkey, Mujahideen, in other words, the people who did it, expressed hope that the visit would produce aid and investment in Afghanistan. Let's speak to investment, Bill, because you also had a conversation with your colleague Caleb Weiss of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about al-Qaeda, the mothership itself, and economic concerns. When we come back, Bill Raggio, I'm John Batchelor.